Hey, good morning. Pastor Greg here with the Morning Manna podcast, and I'm glad you've joined me. We are going through the Psalms together, and we are currently in Psalm 37, which is one of my favorite Psalms. It has spoken to me time and time again in my life, comforted me, given me clarity in certain chapters of my life about how I'm to focus and navigate troubled waters. What are the troubled waters? Well, in David's life, it was people attacking him, people accusing him unjustly, people trying to take him out. And so how do you know, what is to be our posture during those times? Maybe you're a social media person and you put content out there and people attack you in the comments and slander you. And what is to be your posture? Well, great counsel from our brother David in the Old Testament here in Psalm 37. So we continue on, got through four verses last week. We continue in verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. So when you're being attacked and you're being falsely accused and so on, commit your way to the Lord. Your way, that's your path. That's the steps you're going to take moving forward. Commit that to the Lord. Trust in him. And then he will act. So if you choose to take it into your own hands, and I'm going to fight this thing, man. I'm going to overcome these people and so on. Well, okay. And God says, go ahead, but he's not going to act at that point because you've usurped his role, what he wants to do. For the Lord to act, we commit our way. We give way to the Lord. We trust. And then he says, I will defend you. I'll take care of you. Well, verse 6 says, he will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday sun. So that's a promise from God. I know it seems so unfair that these people are lying about you, or that, you know, your side of the story isn't getting out there, you know, like the lies are. I know that feels very, very unjust and unfair, and in a sense it is. But you have God's promise that your righteousness will shine like the noonday sun. Okay, that's a guarantee. Now, it might not happen in the way you'd like it or in the timing you'd like it, but it will happen. It will happen. God promises you that. So trust in him. Verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. So be still before the Lord. I love that. Be still. Psalm 46, be still and know that he is God. There's something about stillness and quiet where we begin to get an awareness of the presence of God. And we're living in a day and age where virtually every moment is stolen or filled up by noise, whether it's digital media, you know, which is just incessant. And we invite it in, so it's not that we can't have quiet, it's that we choose not to. And so that quiet, you know, even for 10 seconds, we begin to feel like, I need to grab my phone and check my emails, or I need to. And so being quiet before the Lord and developing the D word, a discipline of quiet before the Lord, that will bring a certain amount of maturity to you, a certain amount of peace to you. And that's what David is saying. Be still and wait patiently. So when we wait on the Lord, we're putting our confidence in Him. We're backing away from the flesh, from our own, you know, sort of manipulating situations or finagling situations, trying to get through in our own resources. We're taking our hands off of that, and we're just saying, Lord, You do it. You do it. Those who wait on the Lord, they will not grow weary, right? Isaiah 40. But they will have their strength renewed. They'll mount up as with wings of eagles and soar. This is a real key to the Christian life. So if you don't want to go through life full of anxiety, full of fear, full of fretting and worrying, then you've got to learn this discipline of waiting on the Lord, being still before the Lord. That's what David did. So he goes on in verse 8. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, because it tends only to evil. So notice this is a real insight here from David. Is, you know, yeah, you're mad, but cease. You got to come to an end of that. Yeah, I know that you want to get your pound of flesh for what they said about you or did to you, right? But you got to pull back from that. I know you're worried that, you know, oh no, this is going to happen, or my life is going to crash and burn, or what. Stop all that, because those kind of thoughts are going to only lead you towards actions that are destructive. If you embrace those thoughts and nurture those thoughts, if you allow them to stay in your heart and mind, guarantee you that your actions eventually are going to be born out of the toxic thinking. And so David says, hey man, been there. I've experienced a lot of attack and injustice in my life, you know, pointed at me. And just from experience, I'm telling you, don't stew in your juices. Don't allow that stuff. It's as warranted as you feel you are. Don't do it, because you'll end up doing things that you'll regret. So, and we'll end here, verse 9. For the evildoers shall be cut off. Okay? So, God's people have to realize that life, in analog, in linear, as we move through life, life isn't fair. It just isn't. And justice oftentimes doesn't get done, at least not to our perception. And so we have to know that going through, but that we serve the God who's going to right every wrong, who's going to balance the scales eventually perfectly. And so evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord shall inherit the land. What a promise. Those who wait on the Lord. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the earth. Listen, there is such great insight from our brother David in this psalm. So why not, Christian, why not commit yourself in your present situation to trusting in the Lord, waiting on Him, saying, God, I just give this to You, and I'm going to cease from anger. I'm not going to try and get revenge or balance the scales, or I'm not going to stew in my juices. Lord, I'm going to trust in You. I'm going to believe that You're working in my life through this, that this is not harming me. It's actually serving me. And so I'm going to, by faith, overcome the world. Hey, God bless you guys. Have a great week.